Okay, so I wanted to just go around and y'all can introduce yourselves really quickly because we have some new faces. I'm Tammy Brzozowski. I am the interim president. Emily is no longer, I guess, with the shack. Yeah, I don't know. I guess she's not with the hospital anymore, so she decided to step down as the president of shack too. And I am the wellness center director.
Kathy Seaman. I have a junior, and I'm so excited. I'm almost done.
Oh, I forgot. I have two kids too. I have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. Yes.
And I think it's junior. That's when you're almost done.
Well, I've already got 2023 like mapped out. So I'm like, I'm on the way. I work at the hospital, administrative assistant, volunteer coordinator, and I've been on shack forever.
Not forever.
Since its inception. And I think it's a good group. I wish we could get a little bit more involvement, but yeah, it's a good group.
My name is Courtney Shockrell. I'm the mental health counselor at Hunt Elementary, and I also serve as John C. French.
Nicole Ice, I'm a high schooler.
Hello, Ruby Rodriguez. I'm project director for the Innovative Literacy Grant Project. Also, Safe and Supportive Schools Coordinator and Special Programs. We have 4 children. 2 are out of school. We were done. Then we started over again, and we have 2 more in school, freshman and fourth grader.
I'm Stacy Porter, one of the high school counselors.
Sandra Hernandez, Food Service Director, parent to 5, 2 in school, parent to 1900 at Cuero ISD. And have to sit on the shack, but I love it.
Dr. Walthall.
That's it? That's all you got?
Sarah Walthall, parent. We have a third grader, a first grader, and then a pre-K 3, and then a little terrible 2.
So your hands full.
Yeah.
All right. And Wanda, we all know
I'm Wanda Hayes, district
yeah.
nurse.
Let's go on to the next. We review of the minutes of the February 8th meeting. So I guess everybody reviewed those. If we have a motion to approve them, anybody want to motion?
Ruby Rodriguez, I'll motion to approve them, please.
I have a copy of the minutes if anyone hasn't seen them.
Don't they email them, right?
Yes. They were emailed. Ms. Seaman emailed them to the group.
Anybody want a second, Ruby?
I can second.
All right. And we'll move right along to some updates. Gosh, I don't really have any updates. I know the hospital, we're doing that Oh Baby camp. When is that coming up? That's, May?
May something.
It's an Oh Baby campaign, yes, and they're having an event at the hospital.
There that day? Are you there that day?
Supposed to be.
And see, I don't really know all what's happening, but there's a lot of different things. So if y'all know anybody that is baby age, baby making age, or expecting, have them come out to the hospital. I don't know the exact date.
Is it Saturday? Saturday?
No, it's not a Saturday.
No?
I don't think it is.
Oh no, it's an evening.
It's in the evening.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. Emily sent me so many emails. I don't know the exact
date. That's when your marketing coordinator
Yeah, exactly. When our marketing coordinator leaves us, we're like, kind of like, okay. But that's happening. Anything else at the hospital? We have hospital week coming up. That's
hospital
an internal
week,
thing. And
we appreciate the community helping us out with that. And
they're actually having a street dance.
Yes.
On May 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. And the emotions are going to be there.
Yeah,
it's going to be basically downtown where the pavilion is. And it's going to, the city's kind of doing it with us, with the hospital. But it's just to recognize all the hospital employees, but everybody's invited. They're going to have the 5D traveling.
So I think it's free to get into the dance.
Right,
it's
yes. Yeah, it's free.
Dance,
it's a street dance, and they'll have different vendors.
Food trucks and things like that down there.
Yeah. So look for that. There should be some stuff in the paper. I know the city was going to put some stuff in the paper, but it'll be May 13th in the evening. I think the emotions start at 7, I want to say. Okay, so Lacey isn't here to talk about the CISD mental health services.
Stacy can. Do you mind, Stacy?
Their mouth is full. Not to put you on the spot or anything.
What do we need to update on? Just what we're doing now?
Yeah.
Just kind of a report, just.
We have a lot of students that are, I mean, I think that it's kind of slowed down over at the high school. Our main issue right now is a lot of chatting on our Chromebooks. So, and we deal with that a lot. So we're seeing students often that are chatting back and forth, but we have a great program that is, that catches what they are saying to each other. And so we get to read a lot of things that students say to each other.
Good to know.
And, you know, I wish that they could understand that we get to read it, because they don't want us. I mean, they're very embarrassed when they find out that we're reading all of their personal things that they're writing back and forth. But it is good, because not only do we see that, we also see that if they are in some sort of crisis, and that's what it's there for, really, is so that if a student were to write something in Google Docs or something like that, then it immediately alerts us that they have written something about self-harm or suicide or anything like that, and bullying, anything, to where they're in need. And then any of the counselors, and the regular high school counselors or junior high or elementary, or our mental health counselors that we have now, we're alerted to that. And then we can call the students in and assess whether, you know, it's a real need, or did they just look up a song, because some of the songs have those lyrics in there, and then we take it from there. So we have some really good things in place here in our district that I don't know that everyone else has, and so we're very lucky, and we have good team members and good people that work together.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Things are running very smoothly.
Great. That's good to hear. Courtney, do you want to update us on what's going on in your world?
So as far as, for all the counselors, we use the program Navigate 360, and that helps us to track the suicide or bullying or the behavioral threats that we receive sometimes. So that's good, because it goes with the kids year to year. So we're also using that. And then as far as Midcoast, we have our Midcoast person, Mr. Eric. He got changed positions. So our Midcoast program that we were doing, we had to change. And so now the kids are getting packets sent home, and they can do those activities with their families. And so they're still receiving that. The kids that were in the second group are like mostly second and third graders. And so I'm just going to give them the opportunity to join that group next year if they're on campus with us, to do the group in person as the other group did. So that's how that's going.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Denise isn't here. So I don't really know. She didn't send you anything either, did she? No? Okay.
I did see them working in the garden at John C. French the other day.
Oh, okay.
So they're back with the Eat, Grow, and Learn program.
Yeah, right, okay. So they're back doing that. Upcoming health-related events. Is there anything going on that y'all know of? Kind of talked about the baby campaign coming up, but I can't think of anything else at the hospital, really.
Not right now.
No, nothing right now. Wanda, are you going to update us on the COVID-19 update?
I have absolutely no COVID to report.
Oh.
We're doing
That's
well.
That's good. That's good.
We have some stomach bug, especially with the babies, but other than that,
Well, that's
much
good.
Better.
We have subcommittees on here. Was that?
I don't have
that?
Anything
I don't think
to report
anything,
from.
Right.
Any of our subcommittees?
We've kind of wrapped up some.
I think we did everything the last time.
Unless we want to talk more with the subcommittee for the wellness group, the sexual wellness curriculum. And we can.
Yeah.
You're head
Who
of.
Who was that? I think I was.
Emily was head of that one, so I will get with Sarah and Dr. Waffle and kind of, because they'll be great information for us. No, you don't have to.
No.
We'll talk later about all that.
Well, do you want to go over then our
okay.
sexual wellness?
Now, as we talked about and had voted on earlier in the year, we're using Work the Way at junior high and at high school. Very good curriculum. It's a little older, and we talked about updating it, and everybody wanted to leave it at Work the Way for now. Well, the DVD that goes with the high school Work the Way just decided to quit working. So we talked to Coach Blanc, and he has been using and recommended this Health Education Today. And it's basically the content, the lessons are the same. The thing is, this great information is not being utilized by very many kids because we're not getting permission slips back. You know, when Tristan was in high school, I'm sure that I wouldn't, unless I knew about it.
But is that from the health class only?
This.
So health class, they still have to sign?
Yes, because in looking in the teens, this is a much more, it has a lot more sex ed, anatomy, physiology, than what the teens curriculum calls for. So, I mean, this is basically his lesson plans, but as you see, it's introduction into sex ed, they go into some reproduction systems. They talk about STIs, and the health department says they will come and help us with the STIs. They talk about HIV, AIDS, abstinence, self-esteem, healthy relationships, birth control, sexual harassment, sexual assault and rape, sex in the law. Officer Leal works with the kids and talks to them about, you know, a lot of the laws. You know, some of these boys don't know that if they're 17 and the girl is 13, that's immediate trouble for them. And there's traits of a healthy relationship and an unhealthy relationship. And he has videos that goes along with it. I think this is a really good curriculum, consequences of teen pregnancy. The only thing is he cannot, what he was doing at the beginning of the year, he was going and getting parent permission from all of his parents. And since this House Bill 1445 came out, he did not do that this year. So he can't teach all that. He usually spends about 6 weeks on this to really teach the kids. So I don't know what y'all's thoughts are. Do y'all agree that we can finish the year using this and then look into something different next year? Because we have school board next week. We'll let the school board know what our thoughts are. I guess parents mainly is, you know, what are your thoughts on this?
But if you're looking at this program, don't we have to break down for other grades? Because this is targeted to high school health. Don't you have to have something in place? Are we going to keep the others and just suggest those? How are you going to do
well,
that?
Well, this, we already decided that Work the Way would be taught at 7th grade next year again. This is simply, and we had decided Work the Way was going to be taught in health classes at high school, but the DVD broke. Okay. And so, that
so that's what you want to replace.
We just wanted to get through and finished with the semester. We wanted to use this, and then I guess I need to know, are we going to recommend this to begin the year next year in high school? So we can go ahead and I do a letter, and I'll be very specific in the letter, or I'll get the health teacher to do a letter to send home to parents.
Because that's good, because you can post that. Remember, we have to have it available to parents to be able to go in those curriculums and look at it, and you have it all right there.
Yes. And another thing says, excuse me, my recommendation was in that, you know, that night of sitting there and filling out all that paperwork we parents do the first day of school, to put all of this that we need signed with those papers, and you can't do it. They said it has to be done separate, and it needs to be done before the beginning of the year, at least 14 days in advance before you teach it. That it can't be bundled with other papers going home with parents, other permission slips. So, someone want to...
I think it looks...
This is going to be a dumb question, I guess.
No, there is no dumb question.
But purchasing of another DVD is not a possibility?
Because, remember that program, it's outdated. They updated it. You know, I checked with Scott and White, and you can't purchase the DVD anymore. And actually, usually coaches that teach that classroom, I think I've purchased that DVD 4 times.
Gotcha.
No.
I'm like, I mean, we have the blinds where we have our lessons.
You need to put state game on there.
No, it needs to stay.
I say this, go to this, you know? I mean, you've got it. Like,
yeah, if they're used to it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's...
Me and this
the other one's outdated anyways, obviously.
No matter
exactly.
I mean...
Health education today. And then, like I said, that can be one of our priorities next year to revisit. Our committee can get together.
Okay.
We want to vote.
So
I think we need,
take an official vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is the, we'll make a motion, but what is the, we're going to finish this out and then also
and you said
begin the year.
Beginning of the year?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, not you.
So I will make a motion and I'll write it up.
Okay.
But that's what it's going to say. we recommend, make a motion to recommend that we finish out the year.
Yes.
Because you're going to take this to school board.
Yes.
Yes. So our recommendation. And this is called
Health Education Today.
Okay. And that Health Education Today for the rest of this year and to start out next year.
Yes. The 22-23 school year.
And this is at high school.
Yes.
So we need a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, you got all that verbiage?
I'll know when I get to my
Sounds
spot.
Okay.
Yeah, we just need a, is everyone, that was a motion.
Yeah.
And a second. Is everyone on board with
everybody
that?
Good?
Yes.
All right, cool. Got it. All right, let's move on to new business. And the first one is the election of officers. So we need to elect, I guess, a president, vice president, and a secretary. Because Kathy is no longer, she's been doing it for a long time. Time to step down. So how does this work? I don't think I've ever been in the election process.
I'll make a motion.
Sure.
I'll make a motion. Are you good with
yes.
president?
Yes. So
I make a motion that Tammy be our president. We need a second.
I second that.
Okay.
So Tammy, Chris, and it'll be Kathy and Drew. Okay. So now we need
all in
advice.
Favor.
Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Got it.
Now you're official.
I'm official.
So you can start.
I'm not interim now.
For vice president, I make the motion to elect Sarah Waffle.
Can I second that?
If Sarah.
Before she said a word. See what happens. We'll be here one day.
Okay. did we say everybody?
And then motion carried. Motion. Or, well, yeah.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Motion carries. Got it.
Yep. And then we need a secretary.
I motion Kathy to do it again. No. For the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Because it can't be a district.
I know. So.
So it can't be anybody in the employee?
I will.
By the,
has
no.
to be a parent.
A parent?
Yes.
Okay.
Not dual roles. Right.
Gotcha.
I will.
But hers okay. is already, you know, it'd be nice if we could get another young set.
Another young set.
I'll go on the
phone. You should feel a joke about something. Yeah. Right, come on, Sarah. Go.
You call me, y'all.
She's older than me.
That's what I'm saying.
Once you have kids in high school, you're kind of like, okay, you know, it's not that many years, so if you can kind of,
yeah.
Well, let's just leave that position open. Will, if okay. we're desperate, will you do the September meeting? I mean, I don't want to throw someone into a position
I can
they
try
don't
to see
want,
if there's somebody
you know?
That I know that
summer.
I can.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear it next year. We're desperate.
Just do one more meeting.
No, we will not.
Well, I think
you guys
by then.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
We've done it to her about the past 3 or 4 years.
I remember that.
Is there anybody at the hospital? That
well, we were.
I'll reach out to Nikki Lance and see.
Yeah,
and see
she
if
might.
She can. I just. You know.
Well, if we have a new marketing person.
Yeah, I know. I've already.
If it's
about that
one,
too.
We have their kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yep. I'm
you know.
On board with that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Added to the volunteer requirements.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I'm sure we get volunteer hours for this, right?
So, you know, actually, B needs to be C, and we need to review and the wellness before we set the goals.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Sandra, you were going to talk about that.
I'm driving this one. Okay. So, I gave everybody a set of the one that's in yellow. I guess it's the blue in the front. That is our current policy. Everything in yellow is either we updated or deleted. The other one is where you will see the changes. I did send it out by email. I'm not sure if y'all had time to read through it. The only question still left, Wanda, was, and I only heard back from one principal.
The one thing, there is a law now, it's called Lauren's Law, that says that a grandparent or a parent cannot be told. They can bring whatever they want to for their child's birthday party. So we just are going to, with the group's approval, I mean, that we're going to put in there that we want to make sure that we recognize children have food allergies, and we certainly don't want someone to bring this allergic to peanuts, have a peanut butter cookie, which happened to me at French when I was at French many years ago, and then have the child have a reaction. You know, it definitely, we want it to show that we know they have that right, but we put in there the safety of all our children. How did we word that?
We copied whatever we had on our logo.
Yeah.
Actually, what we had in the handbook. Under celebration.
Parent or grandparent may provide food that has been approved by their child's teacher to celebrate the birthday. All parties must be planned after lunch.
It's on page 8.
Yeah, page 8 of manual. I mean, does that wording sound okay to y'all, or do y'all want it to point out that their student with food allergies, and it's in our handbook.
So
excuse
it's in
me.
The handbook, and basically that's the parent, grandparent has to get approval from the teacher. So the teacher would probably mention, hey, I have, somebody has this or that, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's,
and
but
when
does that go against what?
Lauren's Law.
That's so crazy. It's everything is so conflicting because.
Right. And that's the problem because TDA says one thing, TEA says another thing, and then that law comes in and booms, totally something different.
Yeah.
So it puts us in a position of where it's not something we want to publicize and say, oh yeah, bring whatever you want. We don't want to do that. We just want something in place. If somebody does bring it up, we can refer back to this and cover whatever campus, whatever teach, whatever happens, because something might happen. We have a lot of allergies, right, Wanda?
And we do not have individual epinephrine. We do not have universal epinephrine because the way the current guidelines are written, it's impossible to meet. You have to have someone that can be there and can administer it from when the door first opens till the very last event of the day. So if you have a basketball game that goes on until 10:30, you have to have someone there that knows what they're doing with epinephrine. And I try to do what all the area school districts are doing. The only one that has it is Goliad, and I don't really know that they're following all the guidelines. But
I guess my only question for those as staff, you as a teacher or staff member, if you agreed to say, hey, you can't bring this, does that put them in jeopardy of Lawrence
Law? I would think so.
So that's my only concern about that wording. I don't know. And I don't know. Maybe it's not a big deal. It's probably buried so much. I don't know.
I think you're only going to probably face the issue when there's a parent that's upset you didn't let them bring whatever, for whatever reason. I mean, I know what our rules are. Like, my daughter had a birthday last week. I emailed the nurse, the teacher, all her teachers, because I wasn't sure who was going to let them. And I said, look, I want to bring her cupcakes. I need a no allergies. One teacher said, one, I have one with chocolate. I will not bring it. Is there time to actually be able to, them to eat, you know, enjoy the cupcake? This is the time, this is the period, this is where the student's at, no chocolate. No problem. But I knew the rule.
Right.
Somebody else, she might not be familiar with it.
Right.
She might decide she's going to come up there with
right.
cake, cookies, chocolate, peanut butter cookies, which
yeah.
is the main one. And then be, wait a minute, you're not going to let me take this to the classroom? That's when you're going to have the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're having a problem, right? Nobody's?
Not now, but the legal, and it's, to look at legal or look at policies, you go into the board manual and then you can kind of search. Says, a district may not adopt any rule, policy, or program under Educational Code 28.002 that would prohibit a parent or grandparent of a student from providing any food product of the parent's or grandparent's choice to children in the classroom of the child on the occasion of the birthday are at a school designated function. And that's when we got into the trouble with the kiddo. We used to do the big Christmas bazaar and they would bring cookies and hot chocolate, and one little girl got a peanut butter cookie and she had a reaction. So I do agree with what Kathy's saying. I mean, it's very clear. I think it's in the wording.
It's just so much.
And it's mainly parties and functions. So it's not, because we also have the problem, especially at junior high, parents want to park as they're walking to the cafeteria and want to hand them five pizzas to take them to the cafeteria. You can't do that. That has nothing to do with this rule.
Right.
There's still stuff in place that says you cannot bring for somebody else's child at lunch. So we're protected. It's just the parties.
What should we reword it? Although a district may not adopt a rule that prohibits a parent or grandparent of a student from providing any food product of their choice to children in a classroom or at a school designated function, the safety and well-being of all the students in Coro ISD is equally important to us. Food allergies are increasing. Please see your communicate with your child's teacher and nurse. Because that acknowledges we know what it is, but at the same time, it's also acknowledging that we're aware that food allergies have really increased. Thoughts, Dr. Walthall?
Say that part again. I was looking up that one law.
Lauren's Law?
Yeah.
Okay. Although a district may not adopt any rule or policy that would prohibit a parent or grandparent of a student from providing any food product of the parent's or grandparent's choice to children in the classroom of the child on the occasion of a birthday or at a school-designated function, Cuero ISD is concerned about the safety and well-being of all students. We ask that you be thoughtful and talk to your student's teacher or nurse to ensure that no food being offered.
Well, we might want to just take what we have in our handbook.
That's basically what it says, right?
Although a parent or guardian, parent or grandparent is not prohibited from providing food for a school designated function or for a child or for a for children in the child or grandchild's classroom for her birthday part for birthday. The school is aware that many have severe allergies to certain foods. So it does say if they could just follow guidelines. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say they can't do it. It must be store-bought. I mean, that we kind of did set a rule. The food items must be store-bought.
I don't know if we're going to be able to.
And contain a list of ingredients.
I mean, that's gone well, you know, because I talked to the bakeries and the grocery stores, and they were putting a list of ingredients on it, but.
Maybe we can just look at this and then.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, better. I think that would work.
It does say the campus nurse must approve, so I don't know if we might have to take that out. But that doesn't mean they can't bring it if she says no.
Well, what we'll do is so we can, because this has to go back to school board, we will send an email, if that's okay. We'll word it and we'll change the color of the ink.
Because either way, the policy lawyers are going to look at it.
Yeah.
And they'll tell us if we're breaking the Lauren's Law.
Okay. Yeah. And there's many Lauren's Law. There's also a Lauren's Law that's about seizures and seizure training too. So,
quick question about the epinephrine. You said that person has to be in the building, or do you have to just be able to get a hold of that person?
No. Well, I'll get you a copy of that one.
Because
it says they have to be in the building.
They have to be physically in the building. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was going to say, if it was just get a hold of somebody,
right?
Just put my number down. If you ever got to administer epinephrine, just call me.
Okay.
But
we'll look at that.
I don't know if it'll work or not.
Okay.
So then, if you look on page 9 of the highlighted, you might see a lot of highlighted. The reason we took all of that out. Most of this stuff is going to turn into like goals, I guess, if that makes more sense. But we were concerned because things were supposed to be in health education. And we were specific with this stuff, and they're really not doing everything that's on here. So we just said, you know what, let's just take it out. Just to kind of be okay all around with it. So that's the reason we highlighted all of that stuff. The marketing, I did give you all a handout about marketing. It's just another requirement about not publicizing like Dr. Pepper or certain candies, stuff that is not following nutritional guidelines. So we do have that in here, and we did remove some stuff because we figured that we were gonna go with, y'all see it on y'all's other copy? The original one? Where we did the changes? What we took out on that marketing section? Page 9 of the one that doesn't have the rule in the front? Sorry, it's two sets. I'm sorry. I should have confused everything, but I didn't want to type 20 million times. I just deleted on one.
I just have one set.
So we changed the food and beverage marketing in schools. We just took away the whole thing about brand names, trademarks, and decided that as the district, school nutrition services, athletic department, PTA, PTO, will review existing contracts and consider new contracts, equipment, and product purchasing and replacements moving forward. So if there is anything in place right now, the plan is to get it removed. And I think we're pretty good right now. I don't think we have, our field is pretty good not advertising stuff that's not in the guidelines. So I think we'll be okay there.
Sandra, do you want to explain to the group why all of this is so important that we follow all of these nutrition guidelines?
Well, I mean, so again, we talked about TDA, which is the Texas Department of Agriculture, which we're under, and then TEA, which mainly is educational stuff. I don't think they know how to talk. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it. There are certain things that they want to put in place on one end and then not
absolute
realize
no
that
communication,
there's another end of it, and we are under policies and rules because we get funding as well. So things don't get communicated correctly. And that happens at the district level as well. So they put out all these rules for me. I get an audit, I get a review, and I'm not food police in no way, shape, or form. And I don't want to be. But I know what the policy is, and I know what the rule is, and I know what the consequences are. So if y'all are not familiar with Joshua ISD up in North Texas, Fort Worth area, when you have time, go Google that. They're in big trouble right now because teachers were taking meals that if a student brought their meal from home, the teacher asked the student to go get their meal and give it to them, and they ate it. We are a child nutrition department. We are not an adult nutrition department. So they're in hot water right now. The four teachers had to resign. They caught the one and she snitched out the other three. They were even going as far as, because now there's a big old petition going around that they shouldn't have fired the teachers. They didn't fire them, I'm sorry, they let them resign because teachers should have free meals. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the rule, that's not the policy. You can't just change it because, oh, this happened. Teachers said they had no idea what was going on. They didn't know they couldn't get a meal, even though we said adult pricing. So whatever the case might be, and I'm not gonna tell you how I feel about it, but now they're getting reviewed by TDA. So TDA came in on Friday and is telling them, y'all are in trouble. Y'all owe us money. I know my budget, mine's a $1 million budget. There are 12 schools. So that district, guess what? They're gonna have to pay money back.
And the now, teachers could jail time.
Teachers could serve yes. time. It is a penalty that by, you could go to federal prison for this. If I get in trouble in any shape or form with the program, they can, like I can't be associated with it, period, in any state, of, in the whole state of Texas. They can easily say, you can no longer get a job with a district. That can happen to a principal. When I run summer feeding program, I have to specifically say what principal is at that campus and have they ever been convicted for going against fraud with the child nutrition program. Because it's federal money. We have rules. I have to follow them. Things are happening over there that are probably going to open the door to everything else. And I can tell you, TDA is good. Yes, we get an audit every 3 years. But they kind of relaxed on a lot of things. So when COVID hit, a whole bunch of funding came in that USDA started throwing at TDA. Hey, we got all this funding. Okay, TDA is like, oh yeah, we're going to take all this money. Well, guess what? Have they done this? Have they done that? Is this report done? Is this report done? They're like, oh, y'all need to do all these reports. Well, I see them. You've never asked us to complete them. So now USDA is auditing TDA. And TDA is like, oh, nuh-uh. Everything we told you, you better do it. Okay, I know the rules. I followed them. But those that are not following them, now they're in trouble. And this is just going to open headache. Yeah. It's gonna be a headache for every school district in the state of Texas. That is exactly, they are going to make sure. It's sad that the teachers, maybe they should have just been, you know, talked and said, hey, you know, this is not allowed.
but they did it all year long. They have them on camera sending the students. One student gave, the teacher said, you go get your pizza, gave it to another teacher. Student was eating their lunch and said, Miss, I want my pizza. Well, now she can't go get her pizza. She used her meal ticket. So she told that student that's eating the lunch, you go get the pizza and bring it to her. So parents are petitioning that that was okay. The teacher could have done that. You just manipulated that child. What? How do you think that that's right that the adult did that? But that's where the mess is right now. The parents didn't get the full story. And the district didn't put it out there. The husband of one of the teachers called them the news. They put it out there. Because they're like, oh, you shouldn't have called, you shouldn't have put it out there. Now TDA's on your butt. No, they didn't do it. The husband did. Because he's upset. So I don't know what's going to happen. I have a feeling they're going to use him as an example. And they're going to be in trouble. And that's this wellness policy is a big part of my audit. So when they come in and they do my audit, Wanda brings me her big book.
Look, I thinned it.
Oh, dear.
It's very
and
nice. You'll be so happy.
They will look at it. They will ask me, where is it at? I have to show them the website. They have to be able to open it. We need your minutes. We need what did you do? Where are your goals? How did you measure them? And I mean, Wanda gets freaked out. Like, Sandra, we're not doing it. He saw our report. Wow. You know, not everybody does this. Everybody else kind of just says, oh, yeah, we did it. No, Wanda keeps everything.
Job, Wanda.
And it was great. But that's the reasoning behind all these rules and policies that parents just don't think it's important, I guess. Or, you know, it's my kid. I can do whatever I want with my kid. Well, then we can't provide lunch. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It's not fun. But all of these that I did hand y'all, y'all can look them over. We try to follow the best we could in our policies. We did have, I don't know if y'all remember that one meeting that principals are like, well, why do y'all go above the minimum? Well, because sometimes the minimum is not keeping our kids healthy. We want to go above that. They're kind of saying, oh, well, that's just putting more pressure on you. Are we learning, Wanda? Oh, yeah. Because then they don't follow it. So if you start seeing things getting deleted, you know what, we're going back to the minimum. Sorry, but I'm just being honest. We just don't want to get in trouble. That's basically what it boils down to. Doesn't mean I'm changing anything on my end. Come and yell at me all you want because you don't like what I'm serving. I'm sorry, I'm following the rules. Not everybody likes it. I don't serve McDonald's chicken nuggets. I'm so sorry. I serve fruit, they don't like it. I'm so sorry. I mean, that's just how it goes. But we don't want to get in trouble with quarterizing, right?
We need to, for time's sake. Oh, yeah. But, and as we look at the physical activity in the wellness plan, you know, I've showed the DVDs of the brain with activity and without activity. And it's the same thing that Sandra says. We just don't want our plan to be all above what we have to do when we're so excited about it and we're not doing it. I mean, you know, our wording is we can always exceed our wording. I think that classrooms, and you as parents know, you know, we've talked and educated about the importance of activity breaks in between. So hopefully, I know some of the teachers are into physical activity and getting them to move around and whatnot.
I think we put it as recommendations, though. I don't think we put it they must. And we took that out.
The one thing we did change, and it will not be abused, is Hunt Elementary uses taking recess as part of a discipline plan, which we had said that absolutely it cannot be withheld as any form of punishment. So we did just take that statement out because I was told that I could go down and discipline children in Hunt Elementary if I wanted to. No, that's okay.
So that
we did
take out.
And they said it's very, you know, it's not used very often, but that they knew that they were not sticking to that statement, so they wanted that statement taken out.
Okay.
Other than that, we continue to encourage them to. Okay, and like Sandra said, we will we will send our wellness changes if, I guess we need a motion, right? Do we need to vote on this?
Well, you don't, I mean, you don't have the wording up here with the Lauren's Law thing that we discussed. So you don't have that exactly yet, but I mean, we could maybe do it as we approve, I mean,
once
unless...
Once the change has been put in.
Because it has to go to the schools of
the rest of it is good if we're okay with that. But I don't know if those of us who are not really school district, have we read it well enough to be okay with making that statement?
Probably not. I haven't, I mean, no, I haven't, I mean, I honestly, no.
Or we can just, you know, if,
so
if
I,
y'all
if anything,
have
I can
done
just
that.
Retype it in there again and then send it out and say, okay, here it is. That's why I did the two. One is our new, our current policy highlighted, those are changes. And then if you open up the other one, that's with changes.
Right, yes.
So
yes.
I could just, we could fix that section of it, send it out, and then we need something. Are you putting on this month's board meeting?
I don't know.
Because isn't it communication before we send it to the attorney?
It can go on as communication. And then once TASB approves it, then we can put it on as action.
Yeah, because they might change something. We don't know. And then we'll have to send that out again to Shaq. Or, I mean, regardless what Shaq says, if the lawyer says we can't put it, we can't put
right.
it.
Right,
yeah.
So then do we want to approve this with the amended verbiage?
I'm not going to tell you how you want to do it. I could change it and send it out, and then if y'all want to do it by, I don't know what that's about. We really follow Robert Rules.
Yeah.
I don't think it includes email.
I don't
they have to update
probably,
that one.
Yeah. So that's why I'm so do we want to do we want to make the motion to approve with the amended information reflecting Lauren's Law for whatever section that was on the snacks, right? Or the parties.
Birthday celebrations.
Birthday
celebrations.
And then that can then go to be presented to board and then approved by lawyers.
Yes, sure.
That way.
Perfect.
That way.
Yes, that's great.
Okay. So I will make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. That way y'all can move on.
Quickly. And Dr. Walthall, if you need, I know you're on a tight schedule. If we don't usually run over them. Okay.
Goals mm-hmm. for the new year, the new school year?
Yeah.
So
our goals for 21-22 were ways to increase parent involvement with Shaq, fresh fruit and vegetable program.
That might have to come out. We haven't been approved for next year yet.
Okay. So I guess what goals do we want to set for this group for next year?
What were they last year?
Ways to increase parent involvement with Shaq.
Still need to do that.
Still need
yeah.
to do that.
Okay. Fresh fruit and vegetable program.
No, we'll take that out.
Okay.
We don't know if we're going to be
okay. Community collaboration to provide healthy, active family events.
That has to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch program at all grade levels, which that's, I mean, that's really not a goal, but.
Remember, we have to have something to measure it. That's
yes.
the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Increase mental health education and resources for students, staff, and parents. We did that.
That
I mean,
happened.
It wasn't. Really directly from Shaq, but it was in a roundabout way through Shaq. And then one was continue monitoring vaping in our schools. And I do think Shaq was very instrumental in helping Ms. Rodriguez get the money in place because the school had talked about it. But after that day when we talked about all the concerns we have with vaping, the money was found and they were put in place.
Vape. Sensors everywhere. And then they learn, figure out
yeah.
how to go around.
Well, let's have three good, strong goals that are measurable. We want to continue ways to increase. Is that what y'all tell me here at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what are other pertinent...
And then the one about collaborating with groups and things. We need to be more involved in the community or...
Okay.
And that could honestly
promote
just
promote
health and wellness, yeah.
When there are so many different things, but you can't talk about them because of the way we've had to reconstruct our meetings, but there are, you know, there are things through A&M AgriLife, vaping programs, they have programs just for parents. You know, so there are, you know, I mean, I just don't know exactly what goals y'all want to meet this year.
So maybe we can just put it generic and then kind of find things. And then list them on there so we're able to measure it when we do it, because there's so many things that we do right now.
Yeah, and you might want your president and vice president to have a little time to think through that, what would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so maybe y'all can
we'll
start with these and then table until next time so it can be approved.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. So we make a motion to table. Motion to the table.
Second. Okay. Ruby, do you have school violence intervention, anything?
Yes, I would love to share with you. So in 2020, we received a Department of Justice COPS school violence prevention program. $357,000, and a big component of that grant was enhancing the entrances of all schools. It took us 2 years. COVID hit, prices, inflation, vendors not wanting to come out and provide us with quotes that we needed for procurement. We finally have a purchase order in place. We selected SunSafe. They also go under the name of Doing Business As Texas Armor. So the front entrances of our schools beginning May will be retrofitted with bullet-resistant glass. We're putting film on, it's called safety film, on windows of the cafeterias and gyms where junior high cafeteria is located. You have to go through the gym to gain access to the cafeteria. So any glass is gonna be protected either with what they call fence light, bullet resistance material, or safety film. So we're really excited about that because it honestly has taken 2 years to get this in place. This year we were awarded an Innovative Approaches to Literacy grant. This is a 5-year grant. We're working with children ages 0 to 4, pre-K age, helping parents know the importance of literacy, reading at home, measuring goals using 5 years from now, we hope to see STAR scores increase in grades 4 and 8. So we also have our libraries that have extended hours. Every Monday, the library is open from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. for the community, community-wide. Parents, students, children, families enjoying different activities. We have our early learning program that has come back. That is at the Gobbler Getaway near the tennis courts. And that services families also with young children ages 0 to 4. They do story time. It's called dialogic reading training, where they're just having a conversation about a book and asking kids questions. We all do it at home. Now she has a real fancy label. So we're all experts. And they also work with crafts. They work with creative play, working with other students. We have a high population right now of students who are Spanish speaking only that are coming to the program and intermingling with the students speaking English, so it's very beneficial. Their parents are coming as well. Parents are always in attendance. And we are planning a summer program. As soon as we get summer school dates finalized, we will have 3 weeks after the end of school and then 3 weeks before school begins. So we'll be doing camps, hoping to get principals on board, collaborating, having freshman camp, transition camps, and literacy camps.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Ruby.
You're welcome.
I think that's, is that it? I think we're all good. What time is it? It is 1:33. And does anybody can motion to adjourn? You want to second that, anybody? Ruby? Okay, we will, oh, our next meeting. I wrote that down. September, where did I write it at, though? I wrote it on back in one of these papers.
What I'm writing it too.
I think it was September, where is it? There it is, 13th.
Yeah, but I'm
September 13th will be our next meeting.
Does noon work for everybody? Do we want to try a different time of the day?
I'm good with it. Everybody good with
your
that?
Your schedule is okay right then, right?
Yeah.
Most
okay.
Days.
Okay, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Hopefully we don't.